Have you ever noticed how talking about a problem sometimes makes it feel lighter? That's not just your imagination, it's science. Expressive writing, the practice of writing about difficult experiences for just 20 minutes a day, can transform your physical and mental health in remarkable ways. People who engage in this practice visit doctors 43% less frequently, experience improved immune function, and report greater happiness. The beauty lies in its simplicity. No special skills required, no cost involved, and it works across all cultural backgrounds. Perhaps most surprisingly, those who benefit most are often those who typically struggle to express emotions, men, and people with more hostile personalities. When we keep emotional experiences bottled up, our bodies remain in a heightened state of stress that compromises immune function and increases vulnerability to illness. Writing provides the release valve. When we write about trauma, multiple healing mechanisms activate. Emotional catharsis releases pent-up feelings, reducing physiological strain. Writing helps construct coherent narratives from chaotic experiences, making them more manageable. Someone processing a divorce might progress from fragmented emotions to an organized understanding. Writing also creates psychological distance, transforming overwhelming emotions into manageable stories. The biological benefits are remarkable. Enhanced immune function, reduced blood pressure, improved lung function in asthma patients, and decreased arthritis pain. Cognitively, expressive writing improves working memory by up to 25%, boosts academic performance, and increases job-seeking success by 40%. While writing initially evokes negative feelings, these typically subside within an hour, with emotional benefits lasting months. The most effective writing contains moderate negative emotion words, 2-3% of total, increasing positive emotion words across sessions, and growing use of causal and insight words indicating meaningful story construction. This combination of emotional release and cognitive restructuring creates the healing formula. The conditions of your writing significantly influence its effectiveness. When choosing a topic, focus on what keeps you awake at night, but follow the flip-out rule. If writing feels overwhelming, choose something else. Write only about conscious experiences, not repressed memories. Timing matters both in relation to trauma and your daily schedule. Avoid writing too soon after a traumatic event, within 2-3 weeks. Choose a period when you'll have time for reflection afterward, like weekends or vacations. Some find early morning writing captures thoughts before the conscious mind fully engages, while others prefer bedtime writing to process the day's events. Your writing environment should feel secure and comfortable. Create a personal ritual that signals to your brain it's time to write deeply, perhaps lighting a candle, playing specific music, or sitting in a special place. Some find writing in front of a mirror increases self-awareness, while others prefer writing in nature. Remember that expressive writing works best as an occasional life course correction rather than a daily habit. Unlike routine journaling, which shows no clear health benefits, expressive writing is most effective when used strategically during periods of emotional upheaval. The standard protocol involves writing for 20 minutes daily over 4 consecutive days. On day 1, focus on the traumatic event itself and your initial feelings. Write continuously without concern for grammar, examining how this event affected various aspects of your life. Day 2 involves digging deeper, examining how the trauma connects to other life areas. Consider how this experience shaped your choices and what patterns emerged. Many people reveal things they weren't initially ready to confront. Day 3 encourages examining the experience from different perspectives. How might others view what happened? What broader factors influenced the situation? This shift often generates insights and emotional distance. Day 4 focuses on creating a meaningful story. Reflect on what you've disclosed, what you've learned, and how these events might guide your future. After completing all 4 days, reflect on specific changes: improved mood, better sleep, reduced pain, healthier habits, improved relationships, or greater sense of meaning. Many people face mental blocks when writing about emotional experiences, staring at blank pages, or producing inauthentic writing. These blocks typically stem from excessive self-criticism, with an internal censor demanding perfection and dismissing our words as inadequate. Stream of consciousness writing counters this self-censorship by placing thoughts on paper exactly as they occur, without filtering or judging. Set a timer for 10 to 15 minutes and write continuously without stopping, even if you must repeat, "I don't know what to write," until authentic thoughts emerge. When blocked on a specific topic, try topical stream of consciousness with prompts like, "I'm sitting here unable to write about," or "This topic is arousing emotions, including." These meta-reflections often prime the pump, leading naturally into the actual subject. For particularly difficult subjects, semi-automatic writing can bypass resistance by writing without looking at the page. By clearing your mind and writing without conscious attention, you may access topics you're avoiding. Remember that resistance itself contains valuable information. If you're struggling to write about something, ask yourself why. Sometimes the most important insights emerge from examining our reluctance to confront certain experiences. People who incorporate positive emotions while writing about tragedies benefit most from expressive writing. This isn't false happiness, but accessing deeper feelings of love, meaning, and contentment that coexist with pain. Those who maintain this dual awareness, acknowledging both suffering and potential positive aspects, demonstrate greater psychological resilience. When writing about negative experiences, try authentically incorporating positive emotion words. For example, when describing a painful breakup, acknowledge the love that existed alongside hurt, or recognize how the experience revealed your capacity for deep connection. Finding benefits in misfortune also helps people cope better with trauma. This involves describing a negative experience while exploring resulting benefits: greater self-understanding, changes in life direction, or personal growth, while honestly acknowledging the pain. Writing about forgiveness can be transformative. For victims, writing about forgiving perpetrators helps release anger and bitterness. For those who've caused suffering, acknowledging harm done helps recognize one's role in others' pain. By recognizing that even the darkest experiences contain elements of light, lessons learned, connections deepened, we integrate these events into our life story in ways that foster resilience rather than ongoing victimization. The key is allowing both darkness and light to coexist in our narratives. Expressive writing offers a powerful healing path available to everyone. Putting difficult experiences into words transforms body and mind, helping us process trauma, gain perspective, and build resilience. The page provides a safe space to explore and transcend pain from past wounds or current challenges. The deepest healing occurs when we transform chaotic emotions into coherent narratives, stories we can understand and integrate into our broader life experience. Through writing, we become both protagonists and authors, finding meaning even in our darkest chapters. This shift from feeling controlled by our experiences to shaping their meaning is psychological healing. Begin with just 20 minutes and an open mind. By giving voice to your experiences, you reclaim power over them. The pen truly can be mightier than the sword, especially when fighting for your own well-being.